Good day, my friends. Welcome to the Remarkable Man Show. Today, we are coming to you from rainy London. However, this one is really important. This one's all about relationships. And according to you, in a recent poll, 44% of you voted about what the number one relationship killer is. Do you know what it is? Let's find out. Let's go.
Gentlemen, the world needs remarkable men. This is your time, and this is your show. I'm your host, Dwayne Klassen, and welcome to the Remarkable Man Show.
Hey, good day, friends. I wanted to do this video. It's really important because of the poll that we just did on Tuesday, and that was about what do you think are the number one reasons why relationships fail. So we're going to do this walk and talk. Because it's really important, because the number one reason why relationships fail is, and this is what your vote was, I believe it was 44%. 44% of you said that it was insecurities. And it was insecurities that cause relationships to go sideways. This is a big one, because none of us are immune to it. Yeah. None of us are immune to it. We all have our insecurities. I'm not immune to it. My God, the level of insecurities that I have to overcome. And in fact, every day I am processing my insecurities so that they don't own and control me. But let's look a little deeper into how they show up. Because in relationships, as you know, this is where you're getting tested the most. This is where everything that you are processing is being dealt with. How are your insecurities showing up in your relationship dynamics? Now, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're dating, or whether you are single right now, how are they showing up? And you know that every one of them is the root comes from your childhood. And most of these insecurities are not new. You know this. They've been haunting you for a very long time. I want you to look at your specific situation. You might have dealt with yours, but you might be dealing with a partner, a spouse, someone you're dating, and they haven't dealt with theirs. It's a challenge. How does it show up? And I want you to understand this too, is that because relationships are such a great learning environment, because they're designed almost like magic to be a mirror of what you need to learn. They're a mirror of what you have going on within yourself that you need to process. It's interesting. A lot of people don't want to admit that, but it's the truth. You might be dealing with someone that has an insecurity around their weight. Yeah. And what ends up happening? They don't feel sexy. They don't feel attractive. They don't feel good wearing the clothes that you love to see her or him wearing. A lot of people will shut down when that insecurity shows up. Now, it is imperative that you look at where this root comes from, because that typically is an insecurity that you're controlling the narrative, if that is yours. Because what's a person to say to that? Well, I just don't feel sexy. I don't feel whatever. But they're going to see the beauty in you. They're going to see who you truly are. And they want to see you. They don't see you as you see them or as you see yourself. Understand? The insecurity is yours and yours alone. But it could be a trigger to help you to self-sabotage your relationship. It might be a program where you get slim, fit, and sexy during your hiatus from relationships. You get into a relationship, and then the pounds come on. And it's a program. You may not realize it's a program, but it is. Because what ends up happening is it gives you a really good excuse to start toxifying the water. Now, weight is just one thing. It could be any number of things. It could be sabotaging your work, your business, because you don't feel that you're good enough. So you're going to sabotage to create a program or fulfill a program within that dynamic. So you're going to perhaps lose it all financially. And that way you get to fulfill the program where they leave you because, hey, you aren't responsible enough. Yeah, that's a very real insecurity. We all have these programs. It doesn't matter what it is. We could go for hours talking about different insecurities, but there's a root. There's a root in all of it. And that is your own sense of happiness in a relationship. Yeah. Do you deserve happiness in a relationship? And it was rooted from your childhood. Yep. Mom and dad. Way to go, mom and dad. Now, they didn't do it on purpose. You know this. They didn't try to F you up. They were just running on the same program that they were running on. And as they ran on it, they passed it on to you. It just happens. It's just the way the human cycle is. But you've got to be the one to recognize that, my God, I'm in a relationship. That's pure gold. And you want to be able to do everything in your power to clean your shit up on your end. You're taking 100% responsibility for your insecurities. It's not your beloved's fault that you have them. It's not. You came equipped with them. And so it's so important that you are digging into what they are and you're not passing it on to your beloved. It's not fair to do that and say, well, for a lot of people, I know a lot of people right now that are in sexless relationships. How is that even possible? But it's the truth. Sex, intimacy, closeness is so important. My friends, you got to get past your stuff. You got to get back to intimacy, get back to connecting with one another and just connect like bunnies. That's what you're here for, to truly enjoy each other. The sexless thing, man, when you guys are deep in it, it hurts. It's very painful, especially if it's one-sided. It's all based on those insecurities. And it's so hard for the other person to prop that up to change it, because then they appear to be selfish. They appear to be, you know, they're just in it for themselves. Or they don't really care. But that's bullshit. That's you digging into your insecurities even more and making it their fault that you're this way. We got to stop doing that. We're just passing the blame. Too many couples are doing that. This is not what it's about. So whatever insecurity is running the show, this is where you've got to do your own, your deep dive and take responsibility for it. And it can be hard. It can be hard to look in the mirror and go, man, I got this. I got this. This thing that's really creating this challenge. But it is a challenge because you're supposed to get through it. Yep. And you can work together on this. Just identify the biggest insecurity that's in the way. Which one can be brought to the surface in a safe and loving, nurturing way that, if it was chipped away, would make a big difference. If that one insecurity was gone. Now, I'm not saying all the other ones are just going to fall into place. But if that one insecurity was dealt with, what would the caliber of relationship be like? Now, if you're single, how would the next chapter of your life show up? What could be possible? Because you truly want to be the next chapter for the next person. you don't want to go into another relationship as you came out of the previous one. Mm-mm. You want to be the best version of yourself possible for the next person, because it's a level up relationship. You're trading up, if you will, so that they are a vibrational match for the new version of yourself. My friends, deal with the insecurities, recognize what they are, and know that you're not broken because of it. It's just a program, an unconscious program that needs to be dealt with, dug up, and processed, and moved out. And if you do this work together, my God, you can achieve so many things in a very short period of time. Yeah, it doesn't require, you know, years of therapy to get through it. No, it doesn't. Some good coaching can help, but it doesn't take a long time. It just takes the will to do it. So that's my assignment for you. Dig into an insecurity, and one will pop up. It'll come right to the surface almost right away. And as it does, okay, do a deep dive into that insecurity. It could be some shadow work. It could be part of a self. And that self needs to be loved. That self needs to be acknowledged. And it's just hanging out in the periphery, waiting for that moment, because you've suppressed it or buried it for way too long. It needs to be brought to the surface so it can be healed and let go forever, finally, so that you can be free and move forward and have the connection that you're always wanting with your beloved or in the new relationship. All right, your insecurities, they're waiting for that solution. My friends, if you enjoyed this video, please like, share, comment on it. I would love to hear your thoughts and feedback. And if you want to do a deeper dive, I encourage you to go to DwayneClassen.com, click that button to go to book your 15-minute breakthrough discovery call. Let's have a powerful conversation about where you need your next breakthrough. You'll come away with a crystal clear plan for what's next, and we can explore if we're fit to work together. My friends, be good to yourself. Enjoy the rest of your day. And remember, you're not alone on the journey. I've got your back. Have the best day. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to The Remarkable Man Show. If you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to theremarkablemanshow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and YouTube for the video version. Now get out there and be remarkable.